In recent decades, millions of people have drifted away from Jesus and their Catholic faith. Sadly, many may never find their way back. I'm Tom Peterson, and I believe that God has called me to use my background in media to be a catalyst in the new evangelization. Our organization produces inspiring and creative evangelization messages that have helped lead hundreds of thousands of inactive Catholics, converts, agnostics, and atheists home to Jesus and His Holy Church. Join us as we travel across North America to bring you stories of heartbreak, redemption, and transformation as the Holy Spirit leads His people home. God has an extraordinary plan for each of our lives. He wants us to spend eternity in heaven with Him and bring as many people with us as possible. This is Catholics Come Home. Welcome to Catholics Come Home. Today's episode features a very intelligent high school history teacher from Houston. However, we're going to be telling his story from his university town of Austin, where his faith journey began and where he converted to Catholicism. Raised in a Vietnamese Buddhist home that converted to Protestantism, this young man sought to find out what Christ's one true church looked like. Join us and experience his journey and his conversion. Like the other guests in this series, this young man featured today came home to the church thanks to Catholics Come Home and answering the call of the Holy Spirit. I'd like you to meet Daniel Bowie. Daniel, thanks so much for being with us today and welcome home.
Thank you. It's a pleasure being here.
Daniel, I'd like you to tell us about your family's faith background.
My parents were raised Buddhist, and my dad converted to Christianity, and he left Vietnam. He was one of the boat people. He met my mother here in the United States. They got married. My mom also converted to Christianity from Buddhism here in the United States, and I was born and raised in Houston, Texas.
Daniel, in your young years, you started questioning your faith.
I always questioned my faith. I always reasoned, well, Hinduism, you have reincarnation, so if you mess up in this life, then you can go ahead and get restarted in the next life. But in Christianity, you know, you only have one chance. And I came in further along in my faith journey. I meditated further on what it meant to be a Christian and for the church to be united. That was part of my questioning of the faith as well.
Daniel, you saw something happening in your church that affected you. Tell me about that.
My parents' church split. My pastor left the church, and about a third of the congregation also left with him. And it produced a lot of hurt and soul-searching in me, as well as other students my age. What does it mean for the church to be one? Are there any reasons to split the church? Are there any good reasons at all to leave a church? And so, along with that, I just began to pray a little bit more over John chapter 17. What does it mean for Christ and the Father to be one, and for the church to be one as the Father and the Christ is one? My 10th grade year in high school, a teacher, my world history teacher, talked about how Catholics believe in transubstantiation. And I was thinking to myself, that's the craziest thing I ever heard. And so I asked my pastor at my church, hey, what do we believe? You know, Catholics believe this. What do we believe? And he said, it's just a symbol of Christ's death on the cross to help us remember him. And it just didn't really feel right to me. So I went to ask other pastors and other ministers in my faith denomination. And I was starting to get conflicting answers. One said it was the consubstantiation, what the Lutherans believed. And another person said it was definitely not a symbol. And so this just drove the question further along. And so in my college years, I came to understand what Catholics believe even further. And they offered John chapter 6 up as a defense of the Eucharist. And I was like, whoa, that totally makes sense. And, you know, when Christ says, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will have no eternal life in you. And the Jews were saying, well, how can you give us your flesh to eat? And he says, even stronger terms, no, unless you actually munch upon my flesh. And then they went walking away. Now, obviously, Jesus would have said, you know, if he misunderstood him, he would have made himself clearer, like he did with the disciples when he's telling his parables. But he didn't. And Peter was saying, you have the words of eternal life. To whom shall we go? And for me, that was just an eye-opening scene. And so it was from that point on that I was even further in and discovering the Catholic Church and its beauty.
Daniel, how did your mixed experiences on the campus of University of Texas at Austin start shaping your faith journey?
In my freshman year at the University of Texas, I took a class called Moral Philosophy, and the professor was talking about abortion, gay marriage, and he was pushing for the side of, you know, basically abortion on demand, gay marriage, any kind of sexual behavior is okay with him. And so I wanted to find a reason to defend what the church teaches, but without referring to the Holy Scriptures. So I met this professor, Dr. Buzyczewski, at the university, and he teaches natural law. So I became interested, and I went to listen to what he had to say. I took a couple classes with him, natural law theory, and I came to realize there's definitely a huge background of theology and philosophy that defends what Christianity teaches, that's not only known just to Christians, but also to everyone.
What happened next?
I just prayed, Lord, please help me find your church, and where can I find the truth?
In a moment, we'll find out what happened next in Daniel's journey.
Some of the things that helped me come closer to Christ is a deeper reading of the scriptures, praying the rosary. It's just been so wonderful to be able to swim in this great tradition.
Jesus has asked us to be there. It is a place where you can experience a taste of heaven, a place where the holy saints come to worship with the angels and the Blessed Virgin Mary, a place where you can be in personal communion with Jesus Christ and hear God's message inspired by His Holy Spirit. Yes, Jesus has asked us to be there. For it is at Holy Mass that Christ comes personally to every altar to be intimate with us, to nourish us. We live in a broken world that longs for healing, grace, and renewal. Many feel alone and are searching for peace. Jesus has asked us to be there because He knows what we need. It is through His passion and death that He's offered us a spiritual feast so our emptiness can be filled and our lives can be made new. He wants us to be there so we can be fully alive. Jesus is inviting us. Will we be there?
Once I grew up, I was on my own. I was basically looking for something more exciting, and so I thought the grass was greener on the other side.
I ended up having a lot of questions about my faith, and I ended up leaving the church.
I might have gone to church, you know, at Christmas time, gradually quit going.
Went through a divorce and ended up being a single parent. If I didn't have church or God, I would be back at that lonely stage, that trouble stage.
Now I'm back in the Catholic Church, and I have a relationship with God. I'm at peace, and I'm happy.
Whenever you get anxious and worry about things, you just know that Jesus has it under control.
I'm so thankful for my faith.
When you come home to the church, you're coming home to a Catholic family where people today just embrace you.
It's just amazing.
If you've been away from the Catholic Church for whatever reason, we invite you to take another look. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org today. Our family has spanned the centuries and the globe. With God's grace, we started hospitals to care for the sick. We establish orphanages and help the poor. We are the largest charitable organization on the planet, bringing comfort to those in need. We educate more children than any other institution. We developed the scientific method and founded the college system. We defend the dignity of human life and uphold marriage. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we compiled the Bible. We are transformed by sacred scripture and sacred tradition, which have guided us for 2,000 years. We are the Catholic Church, with over 1 billion in our family, sharing in the sacraments and fullness of the Christian faith. Jesus started our church when he said to Peter, the first pope, "You are rock, and upon this rock I will build my church." So if you've been away from the Catholic Church, we invite you to take another look. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org today. We are Catholic. Welcome home.
So Daniel, what happened next that caused you to be more open to the Catholic faith?
The summer before my senior year, I was interning in Washington, D.C., and a couple of the Catholic interns there shared with me this video. It's called Epic. It was on YouTube, and so I looked at it, and it was definitely touching. I was like, I need to look at it again. And so I looked at it several times before. I was like, oh, this is really interesting. And there was this beautiful scene in there that showed the priest was baptizing a baby, and the narrator was saying, you know, we're praying for you every day, every hour of the day, every day of the year. And it was like, whoa, you're praying for me? So it was just some really touching, and you can definitely see the historical background from St. Peter all the way to the current Pope, and it's just so amazing that there's this continuous flow of tradition and faith that our Lord gives us.
Daniel, when you experienced the National Catholics Come Home campaign and saw that Epic ad, how did it make you feel inside?
I felt there was this emotional connection between me and the church, and it wasn't just a historical artifact, but an actual living, breathing person. And from there, I made a decision to become Catholic that summer, and it's been the best decision of my life so far.
Daniel, if you had to list the things that helped you grow closer to Christ on your faith journey, what would they be?
Some of the things that helped me come closer to Christ is a deeper reading of the scriptures, praying the rosary, especially helpful against spiritual attacks, diving into the church fathers, St. Augustine, St. Ignatius of Antioch, St. Thomas Aquinas is a huge spiritual boon, and it's just been so wonderful to be able to swim in this great tradition.
Coming up, we'll find out what sacrifices Daniel's had to make to become Catholic.
Be not afraid, open wide the doors for Christ. And it's just a beautiful testament to what he has done with his life and what we can do with our lives.
In chapter 5 of Catholics Come Home, God's Extraordinary Plan for Your Life, we have a reflection at the end that talks about helping to usher in an adventure with God. You see, so many people have problems in their lives, have worries, have troubles, and they often share them with us, maybe when we're in the neighborhood or perhaps at work. I say we can be mini evangelists by helping to turn those problems around to something good. And here's how. Chapter 5's reflection says that when someone shares their problems with you, ask them this simple question, "How can I pray for you?" Then the next step is to pray for them right there and then on the spot. Something good will happen. First of all, God blesses the people we pray for. But secondly, they feel that love that you've shared with them, caring and praying about their particular challenge. And remember to keep praying for that person. That's how we can help change the world in the new evangelization.
Most of us can recall a childhood memory of innocence and a peace that only comes from God. Yet with our busy schedules today, many families don't attend church weekly or spend much time teaching their children about God. So many families now are burdened by financial and family challenges, substance abuse, and other worries. But there is hope. Studies show that people who pray regularly and practice their Christian faith are less stressed, financially stable, more compassionate, optimistic, healthier, and happier. Experience a positive difference in your life and for your family by coming home to your parish. Learn more by visiting CatholicsComeHome.org today. Here you may find answers to your questions and discover how Jesus and the sacraments will bless your family. There's no pressure or risk. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain. Do it for your kids. Do it for yourself. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org today.
It is here where you'll find the best marriage counselor, greatest healer, wisest teacher, and closest friend.
I need your grace. I need your favor. I need your mercy. I need a Savior.
There's a way of life where simplicity brings joy and humility leads to happiness. Where we learn that less is more, and in giving, we receive. It's our refuge from chaos, and light to guide us through darkness. It's a place where the broken receive healing, and repentant hearts find mercy. Here, our days are set free from anxiety and addictions, and our nights rest with more peace. So, where is this hope, and who knows the way? Our hope rests in Jesus, and His church leads the way. If you're longing to fill an emptiness or seeking a way home, we invite you to experience the peace that only comes from God. We are Catholic. Welcome home.
Tell me what other fruit is in your life now that you've come home to the Catholic faith.
I'm an altar server at Regina Celli Catholic Church. It's a parish in Houston, Texas. And we have daily mass, and it's in the extraordinary form, as well as sung mass and low mass on Sundays. I'm a director for the youth group at my parish as well, and so we meet monthly, play games, talk about spiritual things, and help the students there grow in their faith. I also help out at the property. We're building our first parish church right now, and a generous benefactor donated 40 acres for our parish. So right now we're getting started in our capital campaign to help build our parish.
Daniel, you're a high school teacher and you help youth. Tell me why that's on your heart.
Well, I talked to my friend, you know, about what young people are looking for today. And what Christ calls isn't just to say no to sin, but also to yes to Him. And for the young people, I think what they're looking for today is a vision, you know, and that's what the church has always offered. It's a vision of heaven, a vision of God and communion with Him. From Dante's Paradiso, you can see that vision of coming and climbing up the mountain through purgatory and all the way up to the beautiful, majestic, beatific vision. That's the thing I think that the youth are looking for today.
Daniel, if you were mentoring a young person who was debating about faith in their life, what would you share with them?
If I was mentoring a person who was struggling in their faith, I would tell them the same thing that St. Pope John Paul the Great said in his inauguration. I think that's how you say it. Be not afraid, open wide the doors for Christ. And it's just a beautiful testament to what He has done with His life and what we can do with our lives.
There's a story of how Governor Bobby Jindal converted from Hinduism to Catholicism and how he had to tell his parents he was going out drinking rather than going to Mass because it upset them less. Tell me how your parents reacted when you told them you were going to become Catholic.
Well, my parents were really upset, and they continually want to pray for me, but I think when they pray for me, they want me to come back into the Protestant fold. And religion is just something we don't talk about for the sake of peace and charity. So it's, but you know, they're still my family. I still love them, and I appreciate the gifts that they have given me, a love of Christ, a love of Scripture, and a love of prayer.
Daniel, based on the reaction of your parents and friends, tell me about the cross you carry in having become Catholic.
Now, some of my friends have stopped talking to me since I became Catholic, and some of my other friends usually want to make it a point of debate every time we meet. And so it's just one of those things that I have to carry and lift to our Lord.
Daniel, you mentioned that you're discerning some things. Tell me about that.
Many people over the years have asked me if I ever discerned the priesthood, and right now my answer is yes, I'm discerning, and that's where I'm going to leave it at until I get a clearer sign from our Lord.
Daniel, thank you so much for being with us today. We're going to pray for your discernment for the vocation, and we're so glad you came into the Catholic faith family.
Thank you.
It's no secret that young people are drifting away from the church. And as Catholics, it's our job to evangelize young people so we have a future generation of passionate Catholics. Let's talk about today's viewer question. How do I effectively evangelize young people? First, pray for them without ceasing. We should all be praying more for our young people, that they will be set on fire in knowing and living their Catholic faith. We also must become more convincing disciples of Christ so they can see in us a faith worth living themselves. Second, talk candidly about your Catholic faith to the young people in your life. Share your personal stories with them of how God has worked and is working in your day-to-day life. Third, show them genuine love. Build relationships with the young people in your life whom you want to evangelize. Let them see you as a friend and mentor. Catholics Come Home's founder always says, "Nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care." Fourth, gauge the situation. Determine the reasons a young person has left or wants to leave the Catholic Church, and listen carefully with your heart. You may need to do a little digging to find out their real hang-ups with Catholicism or religion in general. Fifth, find common ground. Chat about other things and do other activities unrelated to the faith with the young people you are evangelizing. This is how you build trust and friendship so that, in sharing their interest, they may come to want to share in yours, specifically in your Catholic faith. Sixth, prepare yourself to address their questions and misconceptions, concerns, and doubts. To do this, you will need to take time to better learn the Catholic faith yourself, through the Catechism, Scripture, and other great Catholic learning resources. Finally, just do it. Don't be afraid to evangelize young people, but always do so with humility and love. They need you. Often, we shy away from working in youth ministry because it is just too hard to relate with teens or young adults. The teens and young adults in your community need you. Serve them. And in doing so, you will help save souls and build the future generation of Catholics.
Here's your chance to get active in the new evangelization. Visit the CatholicsComeHome.org website, enter through the door, and click on the Shop tab. Here, you can order a Catholics Come Home book, evangelization cards, a DVD of the evangelicals, or a car magnet. If you or someone you know has come home to the church thanks in part to Catholics Come Home, let us know. Or if you have a comment, question, or want to support our mission, email us at info@catholicscomehome.org or write to us at Catholics Come Home, P.O. Box 1802, Roswell, Georgia, 30077. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Over the years, we begin to realize how quickly life goes by. For some of us, our journey will end without notice. And when our transition into eternity begins, there won't be a chance for any do-overs. No time to rewind our life. No chance to choose a different ending.
Stupid little brain of yours to do any.
For the movie of our life can be used to judge us. We will sorrowfully relive the bad times. And joyfully revisit the good. It is then we will fully realize how our unkind thoughts and selfish choices wounded others and led us away from God, our loving Father.
You people are lazy.
And each time we ignored God's voice,
I think she's pregnant by somebody else.
No.
Our conscience grew more deaf and our heart hardened. Thankfully, you still can ask God to help edit your life story and create the ideal ending. No matter what you've done, there is good news. Since Jesus came not to condemn the world, but to save it. Jesus can heal your memories and forgive your past if you accept his mercy. You really can be freed from the addiction of sin and find lasting peace. Imagine hearing God say after your life's movie, "Well done, good and faithful servant." It all starts by asking Jesus to help you now. If you've been waiting for a sign, this is your chance to begin an adventure with God that will last forever. Learn more at CatholicsComeHome.org. Trust in Jesus and find hope, forgiveness, and a more abundant and everlasting life. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org.
Each day, the world is blessed by the heroic dedication of Holy Catholic priests serving in our parishes and religious orders, in nursing homes and hospitals, and as military chaplains around the world. Since the secular culture is often quick to criticize Catholic priests, it's so important for us to offer our prayers and gratitude for the countless holy Catholic priests who serve humanity with courageous virtue and dedication to Jesus and the gospel. EncouragePriests.org was launched by the Catholic media apostolate CatholicsComeHome.org during the Year for Priests to support our priests and promote vocations. By visiting EncouragePriests.org, you'll be able to help the priests in your life through spiritual bouquets, written or video greetings, and collar holler e-cards. Let's pray daily for our seminarians, priests, bishops, and our Holy Father who bring us the sacraments and help guide our path to heaven. Thank you for joining us in this apostolic mission of EncouragePriests.org and CatholicsComeHome.org.
So many of us carry such heavy burdens.
You're crazy!
Deep within, we struggle because sin separates us from God. But thanks to the grace of confession, God compassionately listens, forgives, and sets us free. So if it's been a while since you've been to confession or Mass, come home and experience a fresh start. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org.
Daniel, a student and teacher of history, sought to find Christ's one true church and found his home in the Catholic faith. But being a faithful disciple of Christ came at a price for Daniel by choosing to do God's will over the wishes of his own parents. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Catholics Come Home. Please keep Daniel and all of us at Catholics Come Home in your prayers and help fulfill your duty in the new evangelization by helping to love somebody to heaven.
Somebody to